This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Coming up, it's only a game. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Who wants to be a millionaire? Well, a lot of people, including those who came up with the idea for the show. This case was brought by Celador International, which claimed it originated the show against Walt Disney, ABC, and others. Celador must have had a pretty good case because the court awarded it $269 million in damages. Now, you'd think Celador would simply pick up its marbles and go home, but they went back to court seeking pre-judgment interest. The way lawsuits work is that if you win, interest on what you won is added from the day you brought your lawsuit, on the theory that a win proves you were entitled to the money right from the beginning. And the court ruled Celador is entitled to an additional $50 million on top of the $269 million. So Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still creating millionaires, and to paraphrase Grantland Rice, it's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. By the way, it's not only the principle of the matter, but the interest as well. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law.